KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM. Welcome to the Monday Central Care Cancer Center edition of the Talk of Emporia. And we're pleased to be joined once again this morning by Dr. Omuri Irabor. And he, of course, is a radiation oncologist with Central Care Cancer Center here in Emporia. Dr. Irabor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
And we get through all this snow and ice.
Yeah.
Huh?
Pretty chill here.
Yes, a bit chilly out there. And Dr. Irabor specializes in providing advanced radiation therapy to treat various cancers, including prostate cancer. And we're excited to have him here to share his expertise and to discuss advancements in prostate cancer care. Of course, the Central Care Cancer Center right here in Emporia at 1401 West 12th. Open Monday through Friday, 8 until 4:30. For more information, you can log on to cccancer.com. Well, Dr. Irabor, let's talk about first understanding prostate cancer and kind of do an overview. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a brief overview of prostate cancer, its prevalence, and why early detection is so important?
Yeah, as the name implies, prostate cancer is cancer of the prostate. So the prostate is a gland found in male, usually between the rectum and the bladder, usually in the pelvis. A critical organ for, you know, production of seminal fluids, and, you know, it serves as a function and also a warehouse just for male function. And a cancer of that organ is what we call prostate cancer, and most of it are what we call adenocarcinomas. And pretty much, it's a common cancer. It's one of the most prevalent cancers out there, one of the most common I treat. It would happen at least in one in every eight men. One in every eight men would have prostate cancer before they die. And it's probably more because more people die of, you know, other causes, not knowing they had prostate cancer. And if you were to do an autopsy of every dead man, you would see prostate cancer in many people. So it's a very prevalent cancer. But the mortality rate is very low. Especially if detected and caught early. So it's one of those cancers that definitely is curable.
So early detection, important here, right?
Yes.
How do we determine if radiation therapy is the right approach for a prostate cancer patient, and what factors might influence that decision?
When we see a patient is diagnosed with prostate cancer, and either is incidentally, usually they see their PCP and they do a prostate exam, or they check their PSA, what we call prostate specific antigen, and it's high, you know, they refer for biopsy and then the prostate is diagnosed. We usually like to categorize patients into several categories, low, intermediate, or high-risk prostate cancer if it's still localized and not metastatic yet. Okay. And that sort of informs our decision as to if the patient would be a candidate for surgery. That and many other factors, including performance status, how the patient is performing, and the age would factor in. We decide if a patient would be a candidate for surgery or would be a candidate for radiation. Or if the patient, in cases where it's already metastatic, we would also employ systemic therapy. And also hormonal therapy, even for localized disease, could be appropriate in some cases. But it has to do with the risk categorization, what we think the patient can tolerate. And then we sort of review the possible side effect of radiation and surgery with the patient. And then the patient from there decide on what he thinks he could tolerate best, essentially.
Yep.
And then...
Okay.
Go with that.
But there's a lot of consultation with you and the patient then?
Yes. Usually it's done in a multidisciplinary fashion. We have the urologist in our group, and then not necessarily in my department or in my cancer center, but, you know, with Newman Regional Hospital, for instance. And we also speak to the referring urologist if he's from Kansas University or anywhere else. And then we sort of decide based on that. And I think the patient's role cannot be underestimated. The patient has a big role to play, because what we essentially do is review the risk benefit of each procedure, and then the patient decides. The outcomes are very similar between surgery and radiation.
Dr. Irabor, are there common concerns or misconceptions patients have about radiation therapy for prostate cancer? And if there are, how do you address them?
Not really that much of a concern. Every treatment has side effects. You have to weigh your risk and benefits. I usually like to submit to the patient that if you get radiation for prostate cancer, the side effects is more on the back. You may have rectal issues like bowel, not really bowel incontinence, but more like you may have something, diarrhea-like symptoms because your rectum may be irritated. You may have rectal prolapse is one of those possible side effects. And if you choose surgery, the side effect is more at the front. You may have urinary symptoms. You may require pad. You may require, you may have urinary strictures and things like that. So we kind of lay out those side effects. One concern patient usually have, which shouldn't really be a concern, is, the risk of radiation-induced malignancy. That's a very rare thing. It's very uncommon. But it's just a small risk, I think less than 1% down in the future. Yeah.
This is the Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia, the Central Care Cancer Center Talk of Emporia. We're here with Dr. Omara Irabor, radiation oncologist with Central Care Cancer Center. Prostate cancer is our topic this month, and we'll be back with more right after this. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Ron Thomas hosting the Central Care Cancer Center Monday Talk of Emporia here for the month of January, our first program for the year 2025. And we're with radiation oncologist with Central Care Cancer Center, Dr. Omara Irabor. And Dr. Irabor is talking about prostate cancer. Dr. Irabor specializes in providing advanced radiation therapy to treat various cancers, including prostate cancer, so we're very excited to have him here to share his expertise and discuss advancements in prostate cancer care. And let's talk about advanced techniques to treat prostate cancer. What are the main types of radiation therapy used for prostate cancer, and how do they, let's talk about differ in effectiveness?
I think the main type I would categorize maybe in three and maybe even four now. I would say brachytherapy, which is usually radiation you place as seed in the patient's prostate, and that sort of treats the disease. That require a procedure. Probably you have to go to the OR to do that. We also have stereotactic body radiation therapy, which is a short external beam radiation that you just, the radiation comes from the outside, unlike brachytherapy where you place the seed on the inside. Okay. IMRT is the third one, which is very similar. I think IMRT is common, but the one we do now is BRT is getting more and more popular. And then there's the proton therapy, which I would say has not been fully established in radiation oncology yet. Each of these techniques are very effective. I would say it depends on the patient's risk category as to which one they would qualify for. The overall clinical condition we assess. I wouldn't say one is superior to the other. It's just depend on, the patient, what we think would be most appropriate for the patients based on the kind of cancer they present with and overall condition. We do the SBRTs and the IMRTs here very well, which pretty much should treat almost, if not all, prostate cancers.
It's said that SBRT is often called a game changer for prostate cancer treatment. Can you explain how it works and why it's really gaining in popularity?
Yeah, the SBRT is kind of one of those external beam radiation therapy. External beam means you're delivering the treatment from the outside. You're not delivering it on the inside, which is typical. It's similar to what we've been doing, except that we now have advanced imaging techniques that allow us to be very conformal to where we're treating, and so we can give very high dose at once. So if you're giving a very high dose to the prostate at once, which we typically couldn't have done before because of our, our inability to be that conformal, so we have to give little dose over a longer course. But now you give a very intense dose at once, and it's considered very effective as well. I think the best side to it is, the good side to it is mainly that patients can get a shorter course of treatment. You could complete your treatment in 1 or 2 weeks compared to the previous time where we'll be doing for 9 weeks or 8 weeks or something like that. But the similarity is sort of the same, and I would say not every patient qualifies for that. So we have to really screen patients to see if they can do that. before we go ahead and do SBRT. It's non-inferior to the standard treatments that we've had for the specific kind of prostate cancer you're treating if it's low or intermediate risk. For high risk, we typically don't do that. We go to the standard treatment we've been doing, which is the IMRT.
Okay. Let's talk about minimizing side effects and how to advance techniques like image-guided radiation therapy called IGRT help ensure precise treatment while protecting nearby organs like the bladder and rectum.
Oh, yeah. Those are the organs we care about, we worry about when we treat the prostate. And we now have advanced imaging technique, what you call the IGRT, that allows to minimize the dose that goes to those organs. And as a result, most of our patients now tolerate. So prostate cancer patient, anyone getting treatment for prostate cancer today has a very, very different experience from people who may have gotten it 20 years ago. So because we're able to see the rectum maybe in real time if we have to do that, and then avoid it essentially because of, you know, advanced image techniques. And so most of my prostate cancer patients just go through treatment and it's almost like nothing happened. They just went through life and they don't feel, in course of radiation, you don't feel anything, you don't see anything, you don't smell anything, you don't hear anything. It's just straightforward. Unlike surgery, it's non-invasive. Some would, you know, begin to have some rectal issues that typically resolve maybe 3 weeks after treatment, urinary issues because the bladder and the rectum react to radiation when they get them. Very few patients eventually have time that long-term. Unlike before, we have patients who come back in a year, in 2 years with symptoms, but I haven't seen that much in my experience these days anymore.
We're very pleased to be joined by Dr. Omari Irabor, who is a radiation oncologist with Central Care Cancer Center, talking about prostate cancer here on our first program of 2025. This is the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia, and we will be back with more right after this. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Ron Thomas hosting the Central Care Cancer Center Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia for January 2025. And we're pleased to be joined by Dr. Omari Irabor, who is a radiation oncologist at Central Care Cancer Center right here in Emporia at 1401 West 12th. And they're open Monday through Friday, 8 until 4:30. For more information, you can log on to cccancer.com or call 342-1117. Prostate cancer is our topic, and we have covered a number of prostate cancer issues, and we want to now shift our attention to advancements in treating prostate cancer, emerging technologies and research. So Dr. Irabor, what new advancements in radiation therapy or possible clinical trials have you excited about prostate cancer treatment?
Oh, prostate cancer is one of those cancers that have made tremendous advance in the past 10 or 20 years with radiation. One thing I always tell my patients who present for treatment of prostate cancer, and I'm usually very pleased and very happy when I'm able to tell them that, looking at their risk profile and everything, for many of my patients, I just tell them, first and foremost, you won't die of this cancer. And that's because of the advance we've made in treatment.
Okay.
Most of my patients end up dying of other causes, cardiac problems or maybe old age or something else, and they end up not dying of this cancer. That would not have been the case 20 years ago. One of the big changes that have happened is, you mentioned SBRT. We now realize that, you know, metastatic prostate cancer, which is not what we've emphasized our discussion on, some patients present with metastasis, and we used to consider that non-curable before. Now it's now considered curable, especially if it's what we call oligometastasis. That's limited body metastasis, not too many sites.
Okay.
And so they come over and we treat them with SBRT. We treat those sites of metastasis, and they come back and they live their life and they live longer than we usually think. Even those with polymetastasis, we now have a special kind of radiation treatment for them. We call that Pluvicto or systemic radiation, where we have radiation ligands. We just inject it into their bloodstream and it goes all around the body and treat them. And talking of systemic therapy, we have so many systemic therapy in place now for those with metastatic disease as well. So there are a lot of changes have happened, and multiple clinical trials have been published with regards to that that showed improvement in overall survival.
Yeah, vast advancements have been made
in
the treatment of prostate cancer.
Yep.
What about in a community setting like Central Care? How do you ensure patients have access to, you know, cutting-edge treatments typically available only, you know, in larger cancer centers?
Yeah, so first and foremost, virtually every of the cutting-edge technology I just spoke about, we deliver them here. We have the capabilities here, SBRTs, IMRTs. If we need to do something else that the patient will warrant, say we have to give, and we're currently working on starting systemic radiation here as well for the widely metastatic patients. But if we think a patient would need such, we will typically refer them maybe to Kansas University or something, or to Wichita or somewhere. But we're working on bringing that here. But for every other modality I just spoke about, the IMRT, the SBRT, which is typically the bulk of what the bulk of our prostate cancer patients need, we have that technology available.
Well, Dr. Irabor, is there one message you'd like listeners to take away about prostate cancer and its treatment options?
If you have prostate cancer, do not freak out. It likely would not kill you. Prostate cancer is not brain cancer. It's not, it's one of those cancer that we now consider curable. And go to the hospital, get a cure, get a treatment, and you likely would survive past the cancer. You would likely be a cancer survivor, more likely so than not. And try to catch it earlier, because it's sometimes will be the difference between it impact the outcome, how early it was. And you could do that by meeting your primary care physician and just asking for a PSA test, a prostate-specific antigen test. They should do that if you're a man. Past a certain age, you should be doing that regularly and doing your prostate exam.
Well, Dr. Irabor, great information as always. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for your time.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, too.
Yeah, radiation oncologist, Central Care Cancer Center, Dr. Amuri Irabor is with us on our Monday edition of the Talk of Emporia here on KVOE, brought to you by Central Care Cancer Center. They're located right here in Emporia, 1401 West 12th. Call 342-1117, or you can log on to cccancer.com. This is the Talk of Emporia on KVOE. We're live and local.